The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the Institute of Hotel Management, Catering Technology and Applied Nutrition in Kolkata is inviting offline applications for one teaching position of assistant lecturer cum assistant instructor and one non-teaching position of Hindi translator on a contractual basis. Interested candidates should submit their hard copy applications along with relevant documents within 21 days from the date of this advertisement. More information regarding qualifications, age limits and application procedures is available on the Institute's website. Kindly visit https://www.ihmkol.org. The Delhi Fire Service under the Government of National Capital Territory of Delhi has announced a vacancy for the position of Assistant Wireless Officer, Store and Planning on deputation basis. Eligible candidates from central or state governments can apply with the specified salary range. Details regarding the application process and eligibility criteria can be found in the accompanying circular and application forms provided by the Fire Service. For details, kindly visit http://home.delhi.gov.in. The Indian Institute of Technology, Dharwar, has issued a recruitment notification inviting eligible Indian nationals to apply for the position of training and placement officer on contract basis. There is one vacancy for this role, which offers a pay scale of 80,000 to 1,10,000 per month, depending on the applicant's experience and competency. Interested candidates can find the online application form and a detailed advertisement on the Institute's website, with the last date of submission being 6th May 2025. Kindly visit the website at https://www.itdh.ac.in/announcement. The Office of the Development Commissioner at the Visakhapatnam Special Economic Zone has circulated a vacancy notice for several posts available exclusively for central government employees on deputation basis. Applications must be submitted by 15th May 2025. The vacancies include positions such as Section Officer Accounts, Assistant Examiner and Preventive Officer with varying number of posts for each role. The pay scales align with the 7 CPC, ranging from level 6 to level 7 for the listed positions. Candidates are required to apply through proper channel in the prescribed format, including all necessary documents such as complete and up-to-date APARs of the last 5 years and clearance certificates. Applications submitted after the deadline or lacking required documents will not be considered. For details, kindly refer to the website at https://saysindia.gov.in/visakhapatnam-sez. The Government of India, through the Ministry of Jal Shakti, invites applications for the position of Section Officer, Deputation or Short-Term Contract at the Farakha Barrage Project, Murshidabad, West Bengal, with a salary in the pay matrix level 7. Eligible candidates, including officers from central or state government, union territories, public sector undertakings or recognized universities, either holding an analogous post or with 5 years in level 6 role, along with bachelor's degree and 2 years of relevant experience. The age limit for applicants is 56 years and the deputation period will not exceed 3 years. Applications should be submitted in the prescribed format to the General Manager within 60 days of the circular's publication. Detailed information is available on the official website at http://www.fbp.gov.in. Sainik School Amethi under the Ministry of Defense in Amethi, Uttar Pradesh is inviting applications for various positions. These include regular posts for PGTs in English, computer science, maths, physics, chemistry and biology, as well as several contractual TGT positions in subjects such as maths, social science and Hindi, along with roles for librarian, art master, music teacher, band master, counselor, lab assistant, a medical officer, LDC and ward boys. Candidates should check the school's website for details on qualifications and eligibility. Applications must be submitted by 10th May 2025. The selection process will involve written tests and interviews with no travel allowances provided. For details, kindly refer to the website at www.sainikschoolamethi.com. The Ministry of Power has announced a vacancy for a technical member at the Appellate Tribunal for Electricity in New Delhi. Candidates must have over 25 years of relevant experience and be under 50 years of age. A search cum selection committee will require applications and conduct interviews as necessary. Interested individuals should submit their applications through the appropriate channel, including the required documentations. For details, kindly refer to the website at https://powermin.gov.in. CSIR, National Metallurgical Laboratory, under the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, located in Burma Mines, Jamshedpur, Jharkhand, is inviting applications from eligible Indian nationals for various scientist positions with a focus on multidisciplinary research and development in metallurgical and materials engineering. It announces that the online application process will conclude on 8th May 2025. A total of 14 posts are available in level 11 and the upper age limit is that of 32 years. They are reserved positions for various categories including PWBD. Interested candidates should check the full advertisement for detailed qualifications, experience requirements, application fees and other terms on CSIR-NML website. Kindly visit https://nml.res.in. The National Handloom Development Corporation Limited, a Government of India undertaking located in Noida, has released an advertisement inviting applications for the empanelment of senior advocates and advocates on contract basis. Applicants are required to submit their applications along with scanned copies of relevant documents in PDF format via email. The submission for hard copy applications, the last date for submission is 16th May 2025. For further updates and detailed information, kindly visit www.ndhc.org.in career page. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.